Episode 0.051, It's Got a Trip to Tangier Island, Self-Destructive Inaction on Climate Change, and the Unlooked-For Moral Hazards That Accompany Off-Brand Cell Phone Service.
Harvest these nuts.
So anyway, I'm about to leave.
He's about to make like a poop and fall out of a butthole.
I'm about to go, huh? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Say what? Because
I got up early today. I got up at 1:30 in the afternoon.
1:30 in the afternoon.
And then I look at the, I look up like the
Peace,
bookstore
Jamie.
Hours.
Dude,
oh, you're
Jamie.
Leaving.
You, dude.
Good night.
Good night.
Sleepy time. See, I'm going to do that.
Got up at 1:30 in the morning and I started my day. Well, with a bit of reading and tea.
I wake up like automatically at like 8:30.
Everybody does that except me.
And I pick a,
I couldn't sleep till like 5:30 last night because I was just wound up and I watched Bandersnatch or whatever the fuck that. The Black Mirror thing.
Bo 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 bo
bo bo bo bo bo bo bo bo.
Shabba.
I have a feeling this isn't going to be a usable podcast.
It's going to be. Going to be.
I'm just getting that vibe right now.
Everything is usable.
Double, double, babble, 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 babble,
babble, babble. Sorry.
Okay, so you got up at 1:30 and you took a pee.
Okay, I have to back up because it makes me sound like a total loser that I woke up before. Okay, I was sick on Wednesday.
Oh, you woke up at 1:30. I thought you said you woke up at 1:30 in the morning.
No.
Oh.
No. 1:30 in the afternoon. No,
I thought you were like an extreme old person that woke up at 1:30.
Oh, yeah, I get up early every morning.
Either 1:30 is not a good time to wake up.
No, it's not the time.
It'd be like you're waking up now. It'd be like waking up. It's a 1:15 a.m. It's like I'm just waking up.
That's why you're like a hardcore old person. That you didn't wake up at like 4 in the morning. You woke up at 1:30 in the morning.
Hardcore old people.
Yeah, old people are usually asleep at 1 a.m.
This candle is like, okay, this wire's over this
oh,
candle.
Oh, shit. We almost burnt the fucking house down. We almost burnt
Sorry,
the Ford. House down.
So you woke up at poo-poo 30 and took
so
a pee.
So Wednesday, I was sick as hell, and I couldn't really do anything, and I still had to do this test online. So I did. I made through, and then like Thursday, I called in sick to work. Didn't go in on Thursday, but I made it to class Thursday night. And then on this morning, this is Friday morning, but now it's technically Saturday morning at 1:15 a.m. But earlier when I woke up this time on Friday morning, it was 1:30 p.m., I wake up and then I realize I need to get to the bookstore because I need to buy this book that never came in the mail that I ordered. And I see that the bookstore is closing at 2 p.m. So I'm like, shit, I better get the fuck up. So I get in the shower. I run up to the bookstore. I get the book by 1:45. And then I go to the coffee shop and I'm out at the coffee shop drinking coffee. And I'm studying from then until 10 p.m. when I come over here.
Which bookstore?
The Nova Campus bookstore.
Were you making coffee too?
That bookstore is a bummer.
It's a brand new one.
Oh, really?
They have like, it's all, no, I'm serious. The facilities there are amazing now.
Where? At Nova?
They closed the Tyler building. The Tyler building's done.
Cool.
Testies nuts.
The Tyler building sucked.
It was falling apart when they bought it
testies,
in like the 70s.
Testies, 1, 2, 3.
It used to be like an elementary school?
Yeah, like back in like the 60s or something. It was an elementary school, so it was already falling apart.
Wait, what library?
At Nova.
You know, the Nova on,
which Nova?
The one on, oh God, what's the Dawes Avenue?
Chevy Nova?
Chevy Bossa Nova. The one at Alexandria Northern Virginia Community College, NVCC, which is colloquially known as, I'm saying it wrong, as Nova. In the parlance of our times, as they say.
I'm trying to remember what they say in the Ninja Turtles movie when they spin them around on the ground.
Cowabunga.
No, there's a scene where they're fighting and they spin him on his shell and they say like, California, yeah, California roll. That's when Corey Feldman goes,
colloquially.
California roll.
Is that how you say it? Colloquially?
That's how you say it, dog.
Colloquially.
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 Colloquially. Cochlear.
Colloquially. Colloquially.
That's me.
We should go back to Tangier.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I'll go.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
go. Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
down.
That was fun.
What's
I had fun.
What?
Get some shrimp.
Tangier Island. Yeah, Tangier, Patrick and I went last June.
Get some shrimp.
Yeah, I would totally go again. I mean, you stayed the night there. Would you stay the night there again? Or not really
necessary. I don't know if it's necessary, but I would.
The problem is that it's a long enough drive that you kind of want to stay the night. It's for a day trip to drive down there early morning, then get there, then take the ferry across, then get back, then drive home. That seems like a lot.
I think staying in the hotel, as we did the night before going to Tangier, that worked out pretty well. We got to go to the local diner.
That would be
diner.
Fine, too, yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's probably the best. We'd probably just get there a little bit, you know.
I mean, it's mildly depressing. So.
Yeah, it was kind of a... It was cool, though, because we were only there for, like... Basically, we're there to sleep, and then woke up, and then went to Tangier.
I mean, the hotel was basically fine, but once you get into the town, it was a little... I mean, actually, everyone was nice, but...
Well, we ordered... We went and... we bought pizza because we were hungry when we got there, but they were closing when we got there.
Yeah.
And so we kind of got the pizza at the last second. And that was probably... You know what? That was probably the perfect timing for us to do it because we got there, got our pizza, and then, like, everything was shut down, and we just watched, you know, MSNBC, went to sleep, woke up, went to Tangier. It was all good. So anyway... I'm all about telling things really quickly. Things that happen.
It's a little story told quickly. That's what Carl Pilkington thinks a metaphor is.
The place I had served breakfast, like, they gave me some pancakes.
But you were on the island.
Yeah.
See, we didn't sleep on the island. We slept in Crisfield, Maryland.
And it was run by, like, younger people, so it was awesome.
Good looking people?
No. With big dicks.
No. With big dicks. Did they have their big dicks out? They had their big dicks out, and they were showing
that's
you
like,
what it was.
It's like the most Methodist island in the world. Like, there's no dicks.
The most Methodist?
Yeah.
There's no dicks anywhere.
Patrick, what did you just say a minute ago?
Did I say something?
I said there was dicks.
You said something.
I quite likely said something, but I don't know.
He said nothing.
Well, no, we've got to go back
Tangier?
To...
Tangier?
Yeah, we got to go back to Tangier.
No, you made a side comment about something, and I thought I...
Side pussy.
Related to
Dan Globitz, have you been to Tangier?
No, I don't even... I mean, I just know you went to this place with this thing and did some stuff and came back, but I saw a picture of it.
No, we put a video up online on YouTube. I edited a whole 18-minute video of our whole trip.
It looks like a psychopathic...
Yeah,
like,
it's a really badly filmed because
you keep
I...
keep thinking it's going to be a found... Like a found
footage
horror
Yeah,
movie.
It's like badly filmed because I like my camera is from like, you know, like 10 years ago, or not even, probably more. It's just a piece of shit camera. And but I used it and I edited the whole thing together. And a lot of it's like shaky footage, but you get the idea of what we did. You know, like it's me and Patrick in the car listening to Wesley Willis. Then we get down to Crisfield and we're in the hotel. We're watching MSNBC because that's the night that like it came out that like Trump was like putting babies in cages and like separating like people. So we were watching that and we talked a little bit about that. Then I wake up in the morning and then we drive around town.
Wait, when was this?
June 2018. So wasn't it? It was. Yeah, it wasn't. It was less than a
and
year
you
ago.
Went on, and you went on a boat and you saw some locals and the locals were weird and folksy. And
No. There were no locals on the boat. On the way there...
No, well, you went to the island, and there were locals on
but
the island.
But there's an order, because on the boat...
There's order!
On the way,
boat was all old people.
There was order!
On the way there, on the boat, the boat was primarily peopled with a some sort of a Christian youth group that was going to go live on the island
the
for a month.
Youths.
Yeah, to, like, build houses
to,
there.
To, like, build houses.
Oh, I did that once in seventh grade Christian youth group. We went to Florida and did that. Build houses.
But
seventh grade?
Could have been eighth.
What was funny
seventh,
was we got there and we were super, we were like, we want to see this whole island, so we better like get started, get moving. So we start walking and there's no proper roads there. It's just sort of like a quote unquote road. There are only two cars on the island, like two pickup trucks. Dude. So we start walking. We're like, oh, look at that.
Golf
look, there's
carts.
Like, there's a cemetery in the front yard of every single fucking house here, yep. Which was weird.
There's not much real estate, you know.
And we're walking around, and then we walk around the entire island in about 40 minutes.
Yep.
Wow.
And then we were small. Like, well, I guess
that's
we
fucking
can...
small.
Oh, yeah. It's small.
It's amazing. It's interesting.
It is. And then we had...
it used to be bigger.
There are two
and people
places.
Live there?
Yes.
Yeah.
People. There's about 450
people. They've
been
there since the 1600s. Wow. And the reason I wanted to go there was because I was watching this video on YouTube.
Did they have weird accents?
That's the reason I wanted to go. And we talked to an older woman who kind of... She kind of... I think she put on the accent for us a bit.
Was it like a Maryland... Wait, where is this in? What state is this?
It's in Virginia, but you have to
so
go
did they
through
have like
Maryland.
A, do they have a weird Maryland intense like super...
No, it's like,
no,
it's like a pre-American accent.
Well, that's the reason. The reason I found it interesting is it's supposedly closer to what Shakespeare would have sounded like than the common British act. Than
it's
the,
a West weird. Country. It's like a West country
because the not because
they were isolated.
Yeah, because
that's why I was wondering.
It's erotic. Because the Brits switched to a non-rhotic.
Yeah.
We've discussed this before.
It's like that pirate
in a previous
accent.
Podcast. The
road dick.
The road British dick. Aristocracy switched to a non-rhotic pronunciation, which then filtered down to the other classes in England. And so all the non-rhotic British accents are post-revolution, whereas America retains the rhotic pronunciation, which is the hard R, you know.
Mm. Right.
Except for in Boston, where they did Ireland, a lot of trading.
Yeah, New England did a lot of trading with England, so they absorbed a lot of the non-rhotic stuff.
Ireland is generally, like, they use that R, but England is not R, and Scotland
proper.
There's a bit of R. They even roll their R's.
But there is one, I think there's two technical restaurants, although one of them wasn't open, and then there's a sandwich shop. And in the sandwich shop, outside is a big flag that says, like, it says Trump 2020.
Oh, man, they love
then,
Trump there.
And then when you're ordering at the window, there is a dollar bill
with Trump.
There was a dollar bill with Trump instead of George Washington's face, and then there was a statue like a classy
but are they
bobblehead.
Like nice simple folk, or are they just normal dicks?
They were
or
nice.
Whatever?
No, they're nice.
Just normal they were nice. Human they were cool. Yeah. They're really cool. Yeah.
Everyone's nice.
They're nice people. Yeah,
but they all like Trump, not because they're like racist assholes, but just because they're kind
oh, no,
of like
they,
isolated and
no, no,
like, weird.
No, they might be racist.
Oh, some
but
of them.
They're isolated
but, like,
and weird.
But they're,
well,
they're
Trump
nice.
Apparently called up their mayor and said, "I'm going to make sure that your island doesn't go under the water because
yeah.
it's been sinking
it's
for
shit.
Yeah. yeah, I mean,
it's been sinking for 300 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been sinking for a long time and it's
accelerated.
When is it going to be sunk? Probably within 100 years.
No, I think less actually. I think they think 50 years. 50 to 80 years in the island. Island will effectively be uninhabitable. But
before I forget, real quick, Jesse, we were talking about youth. You saw a youth group doing that shit, going out, and I was talking about that, and you were like, seventh grade, wow. Before me, when my older brother was in seventh grade and did a youth group at that same church, they went to fucking Camden, New Jersey.
Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah, to do some kind of like... Some kind of
like needle retrieval program?
Yeah, I don't. That's a good question.
Kids, you get a pixie
like
stick for each needle.
Some kind
and
of
you
shit.
Turn in.
They were
get
saying
the
like
HIV.
They were saying one night a building across the street was like burning down. Another night they were chilling, and then two people off the street just like walked in and sat down and just struck up a conversation with them. Like,
oh my God.
And they're just like, "What the fuck is happening?
Where were they? What was this?
This was a church.
Roberto Glaubitz.
Roberto Glaubitz in seventh or eighth grade. It was a youth group trip. To Camden.
No, I know that, but were you staying in a hotel? Or?
I wasn't there, but they were in some kind of house that was.
They were in a house, okay.
Procured from some.
These are Episcopals?
No, Presbyterians. Presbyterian. Procured from some kind of, you know.
This is your brother, Robert?
Rob.
Roberto.
Bob.
Roberto.
Bobby Glaub.
Bobby McIntyre.
Booby.
By some benevolent.
Booby Glimblows.
Benevolent person. But I don't know what they were doing, but yeah, it might have been some. I don't know if they were cleaning up. I don't know what the fuck. A church group of middle schoolers could possibly do to help Camden, New Jersey. I don't know.
No, I don't know either. That's,
what couldn't they do?
That's something. Those kids had big hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and big something. Dicks.
They probably didn't know what they were getting into. Oh God. I wasn't even fazed because as I heard that, I was thinking it as you were saying it.
I only said it because you thought it.
I know.
I tried to keep it clean, but
anyway,
you ruined it.
Back at the ranch,
they got big
back,
dicks.
You were on this fucking island full of like isolated. It's kind of like the Ozarks, except like out in the island.
No,
right.
It's important to note. It's a hybrid experience in the sense that it is rural, it is isolated, you can only get there by boat. However, most of the people, it's pretty ready access to the land, but it is about an hour or so.
On the boat?
On the ferry. I'm sure if you have your own boat, you might be able to go faster.
How many knots do you have to go? No, how far away?
We were going pretty fast.
It was a fast
boat. It was
boat.
Pretty fast, yeah.
For
so
a ferry,
you're probably like a mile out or something?
It's 12 miles out.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
it's
I have no
middle,
idea how fast boats travel. I really don't.
A mile,
but the thing is,
been at least a mile
isolated.
Out. Then
it is, yeah.
Wow, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry
it is.
That.
It is isolated, but not. It's not like a
not. You could get to the yeah.
You can still suck some.
But
dick
the
out
woman,
there.
the well, what else are you gonna do?
That's all you can do.
The very nice woman at the gift shop who we talked to, she said she generally only goes to the mainland once a month.
Right.
Just to get her stuff. But I think there are also people who deliver stuff as a service to people. You know, they pay somebody to, like, on their way get stuff.
And the ferry goes back and forth every day.
But
apparently.
There are no grocery stores. There are no stores of any kind other than the sandwich stand and two restaurants.
Yeah, there's
and there are a couple of inns, of course.
That's hilarious that before a grocery store, there's just a sandwich shop.
Yeah.
Like
and
that's
it
what
serves
they
ice cream. It's ice cream and sandwiches.
That's what they prioritize. The ice cream, I guess, makes sense because who's going to take a ferry back with ice cream? But
I've been to
so
both
when they
restaurants.
Go to, so when they talk about, I've been to all the restaurants,
but not
Tangier.
The sandwich shop.
So when they talk about going into town, like they're going into fucking town. Like when they have to get going
yeah.
to town to get
I'm going into town.
Yeah, but it ain't that far.
And
like.
It's not. Yeah, yeah, because they got to get on a boat.
It's all
to go
town.
To actual.
Yeah.
You
got to
take your groceries
commercial.
Back on a fucking boat, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
it's not like in the mountains where you drive out and can drive. Back.
Well, they're all crabbers. The main industry is crabbing.
It was a little awkward because I think it was on the way back where there was a woman who appeared to be a local woman. She had a dog with her and a kid, and what appeared to be either her mom or her mother-in-law, and she had this baby.
Her mom froed up.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
The baby kept like the woman wanted nothing to do with this baby. The baby kept screaming or whatever. She kept screaming at the baby and then yelling at the mom. Like it was this whole scene, and this is all in an enclosed.
Oh my god!
Space.
It was a scene.
And then this
yeah.
dog is wandering around in and out, and everyone's like a little weirded out because she has a cage for the dog.
Who yells at a baby?
Yeah, exactly.
What's
yeah.
it gonna do?
A fucking demon.
It didn't,
that's who
it didn't, yeah, right. it didn't help.
Didn't
so.
She meet no, her like boyfriend like, or the baby's daddy on the shore? Like when we
yeah.
See, that's an example of a woman that doesn't want to improve the situation. She just wants to fucking barf. You
yeah.
know?
But it's totally worth going because it is a unique place that you.
It was
just,
a woman, right? I didn't. I wasn't.
That
sexist.
Was a woman.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It was definitely the whole even stuff like that with the dog and the baby. Everything was interesting about
yeah.
it. It was just like a bizarre kind of. It was worth just people watching, in a way. I mean, just like even on the boat ride over.
I wonder what it takes to book a show out there.
That would be something.
And the thing is the way the island
is. They
got
some kids. They got a couple of kids.
There
out there.
Are only a few strips.
I met them.
The road goes around in essentially a big circle around the island. Most of the middle of the island is just empty.
It's just marshland.
It's just marshland.
Yeah, it's like
so. It's like a. It's almost
dragon
like
dragonflies.
There's
never
like,
seen so many.
They're yeah, like crescents of houses. And then for a little bit, and then some nothing, and then some more houses, and then there's a little airstrip or something like on
okay.
the far.
Would
corner.
You sink in that marshland
yeah,
if you tried to walk
airport.
Right through the middle?
So
I mean, I don't know.
So
I think it would be unpleasant.
That made me, Jesse. That made me. I was just about to ask what is there? Two questions. One, what is there in the way of wildlife? And two, what is there in the way of fun?
They have cats.
For the locals.
They have cats
birds.
On the island.
Cats. Oh, it's a cat island.
Cats
no, we met some cool cats that came up and talked to us and stuff.
And they were like, hey, daddy.
They were like, what's up? What's up, brother?
Yeah.
Just kittens.
Wait, that's on the video, too.
Not
I'm going to send you
wild,
that link. You better
okay.
watch that video.
I will.
Now.
I'll watch,
it's not like
I'll watch it the most.
I'll watch it the most.
So there's no, like, yeah, there's no, like, there's cats and there's some bugs and that's and maybe a not even squirrels.
No.
Probably.
On the video, a good minute is dedicated to Patrick on the phone with Mike. Patrick's talking on the phone with Mike in the
yeah.
hotel room.
I bet.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty good.
So there's no trees. There's no
not really
birds.
Yeah.
No,
is there
no
any
trees.
Birds.
Yeah, like I think there's some seabirds.
Seabirds and baybirds.
Okay.
CD's nuts.
Baybirds.
Baybirds.
Remember the guy we met on the island?
Baybirds.
We met this. We met this guy. He was a big Trump supporter, but this guy was named Bofa.
They're all Trump.
No, no, it wasn't.
Bofa D's nuts.
And some
oh,
of
man.
Them are. Did you see like some of them are flying like the Israel flag? And it was like, what's the deal?
Yeah, they're the Trump flag
what's
and then the
deal?
Israel flag and then
what's
the
Israel flag?
U.S. flag under that. I think
some Zionist dude.
Was it Israel vote for Trump?
I would prefer to live there than in was it Crisfield?
Yeah. yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Crisfield's
I mean,
bummer, man.
You ever been to Skaggsville?
No.
No, that's in Maryland.
Skaggsville.
Yeah, no.
That's where the witch Skaggsville witch
up,
lives.
That's up north. Yeah.
So those guys, so, I wonder how many, how do they vote on election day? They just, I guess they take the.
They like take they write on a piece of paper and fold it into an airplane and like throw it across the ocean. And if you make it to the other side, you get two votes instead of one.
Well, they count as like, as part of the Virginia, you know, electoral
yeah, it's
college.
Virginia. It's
so,
Virginia.
It's the Accomack
so,
County.
Wait, so.
So that's at least, if they have 600 Accomack. People live on that island, at least 600 people voted for Trump.
Wait,
450 people live on
yeah, that's the red part of the Eastern
no, they like.
So what is
yeah.
there to do for fun out there other than eat sandwiches?
You can fish.
It's a dry island.
Yeah,
there's
no
nothing.
Alcohol.
There's nothing.
God,
there's no alcohol.
There's not even alcohol.
There's
like
no
that's
alcohol.
The only
really.
It's not illegal to have alcohol. There's just there's nothing that
See,
sells
now,
alcohol.
Like when you're out in a, like
there's
a
crab though.
When
baby.
You're out in a miserable place like out in the
yeah.
middle of the tundra or some kind
shrimp.
Of bullshit. At least there's booze.
That's
to, like,
what I
get
would,
your life.
Yeah,
bar.
Exactly.
There's no bar.
But they, you could have like a six pack in your house.
Yeah, you can, you can bring alcohol there and drink.
No, but the point is...
The restaurants don't sell alcohol, and there's no stores on the island.
Yeah, right. So there's no alcohol culture, so what the fuck do they do if there's already... Not saying that
They're angry, and they support Trump.
Well, that's
I think they do plenty of things, including alcohol out there.
They have a lot of sex. Okay. I think they have sex a lot.
So
they probably have a lot of sex.
They probably have island-wide orgies.
There's a lot of seafood, baby.
So like there's no parks, there's no movie theaters or anything like that. There's no culture,
there's a gift shop. There's a gift shop
that's definitely not for them.
There's a museum that costs, I think, was it $3?
Yeah. Another
there's
thing that's
barely,
not for them.
There's barely internet.
There was like a $3 museum where you walk through and
like
they have newspaper clippings about high school reunion.
See, that's their tourist income right there.
They have a big newspaper clipping that showed about like a hurricane that came through once.
Oh God, that's exciting.
Yeah, they have all the medals up from the people who served in all the wars back to, you know, at least World War One.
That sounds like a miserable place to live, man.
I think it's pretty charming.
We were only there for like five hours.
I think there would be challenges to living there. Even and Jesse touched on it before, but the internet's difficult there. When we were trying to buy stuff at the freaking restaurant, they were trying to run our cards using one of those little internet scanner things, and it just kept not working because they were like the internet goes in and out.
It kept flopping.
The internet just goes in and out.
Well, there was this one. The younger people were like saying the problem there was that you can't get internet on their phone, and like at this one guy had his cell phone out. He's like, "Well, I'm getting internet now, but I'm probably not going to."
They just got it like a few years ago.
Yeah. Even the wired internet that they have is
so basically this. Someone gets internet on their phone. He's like, "Everybody, I got it!"
Yeah,
and everyone
exactly.
Swarms around and looks at what he does. Is he Googles some?
No, he seemed really this guy. Remember that guy had the very kind of the deep. Like Southern accent.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Tangier accent.
No, it was a different accent.
He was like, "Hey, Lou."
Most of the younger people just have sort of a Chesapeake accent.
I grew up here, but left when I was like 15.
Even the people that are like 40 and 50.
Get on, came back
well, this guy, he was around 19 or 20.
I'm on my phone.
Yeah, he was like, I don't really stay here very long.
But just got to stay here with family for a little bit.
It's really the
But he would look like he was bored out of his mind. He was just like, yeah, the internet's no good. He was trying to be cool about it, but, you know, he could tell I would rather not be there.
These are the reasons why it's worth going and experiencing.
Oh, I could totally go and visit there.
And,
it does sound interesting
and,
to visit.
And
it was.
It's also why, where feasible, it's... And where feasible, it makes sense to try to support these folks, whoever they vote for,
of course,
economically, because it is a cool place to have that you can go to that's different, and it's different than anything else.
It really is.
Probably in the world in its own way, but certainly in terms of like nearby, whatever. It's a bunch of white people living on an island with some electricity, barely any internet. No cell phone signal.
It's like you're going back in time.
And no stores. And all you can do is kind of walk around and talk to people. The houses are all like right next to each other. And they all have tombstones in the front yards. Some of them have tombstones
not
in
many
the backyard.
Places to
it's
bury
probably
people
what you.
Exactly. Why don't they just throw them in the marsh in the center
ground,
of the island?
Groundwater.
Let them sink like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
In the
well,
carpets.
And then, and, but the thing is that. The irony is they at least my understanding from reading some articles is the general view there is that global warming is not an issue.
Yeah.
Even though so it's true that their island was eroding to begin with long ago. However, it's accelerated and has the potential to accelerate more with global warming. So one of the greatest things we could do to preserve this place is to actually help kind of like slow that shit down because then maybe there would be something to do. But otherwise, the problem is they want the government to help, and the government's like the only way to help is to build like a like an Amsterdam style like dike around your entire island, and that doesn't make any sense.
And when you look out, like the water looks higher than
it's funny. There's something sinking their island, and they choose not to believe in it.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, I mean, it's like they probably have a couple. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, how much is it accelerating it? Like they'd have an extra couple generations if it weren't for global warming.
It's hard to estimate. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who knows.
I don't. Well, I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean, it's not going to happen. But psychologically, must be fascinating to like, because I'm not going to live another 80 years.
A monkey wrench.
But I'm like, not going to live another 80 years.
No, but to know where you live is not going
to
be there.
To truly know.
No, but imagine if we're sitting here right now. We know for a fact that this right here is going to be underwater in 80 years.
Wouldn't that psychologically affect you in a kind of interest? You know what I mean?
Hey, I'll move. Jesus,
I don't know. Maybe I haven't really thought this through.
You see, it would be cool if we actually like lived long enough to see it.
Well, we're not, but that's the whole point, is that it doesn't really matter.
Because it'd be like, oh, we actually lived another 80 years.
Well, that's the thing. We're not going to see that anyway. We're not going to be here 80 years from now. We'd have to be 120. It's not happening.
No.
But what I'm saying is that if you knew for a fact that, you know, like about 40 years after you died at the, you know, like where you were wasn't going to exist anymore for your great-grandkids, that would have some kind of effect on psychologically.
Yes and no, because...
I'm not having great-grandkids.
The other...
Well, you know what I mean.
The thing is that it is, in fact, an odd thing that we place so much reverence and value on a specific geographic location.
Yeah.
And that's a relatively new thing in humanity, because prior to the year 1000, generally speaking,
nomads.
If a disaster happened, or if a river shifted, you know, like the Nile River would shift course periodically, those types of things, hurricane hits, earthquake hits, when those things would happen and devastate a city, it was not uncommon for the people to simply move to another city, whoever survived the disaster, because they would say, this place, obviously there's a problem here. The ground started shaking and all the buildings fell down. So maybe let's not be here anymore.
Yeah, let's try someplace else.
But at a certain level of civilization, or, you know, cohesiveness around the world in different places, not to generalize, because I think this happened at different times, there became more the attitude of, no, we have to stay in this very specific location.
This is my land.
This specific location is what's important. London has to be here.
Yeah.
Paris has to be here. If something happens to it, Tokyo has to be here.
1,000 years is a long time,
Neighboring cultures now. Like, it's not as tribal, so, like, they can't just up and move over and, like, hit no people. Like, you move over, you're going to have to deal with a whole new set of people and rules.
I think that's a lot more integration. I think that's a good point. But this started around 1000 AD, and maybe that's where they got to the point where things filled up. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
In the year 1000.
But the point is if you, I would argue that if you're truly enlightened, you would understand that while there's nothing wrong with valuing a specific location, it's somewhat arbitrary. You know, when you discount, like, access to resources and stuff. Mm-hmm. Honestly, is this particular hill in Annandale, like, so particularly unique?
You're looking at it as opposed to
like, living on a similar hill over there?
But no, maybe not. But I'm saying that it would affect you because we've been indoctrinated for a millennium.
No, but I'm saying...
You're saying that you shouldn't be. I agree.
You shouldn't be, and I'm not necessarily. Mm-hmm. But it depends.
You're unique,
all of it,
though.
No, I'm not unique. Everything, all of it, is perfectly reasonable. It's perfectly reasonable to, for example, be like, I like my parents' house that I grew up in.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Oh, let's just keep it for like millennia in the family. It's unrealistic and
it's
unlikely.
It's kind of silly at a point. Yeah.
And exactly. It's a totally understandable emotion.
Yeah. What if your grandkids want to move to Minneapolis?
I mean, I don't know, man.
Yeah. I mean, it holds people back.
I have a problem where I live in other places, and I have a really hard time meeting new people and stuff, because that's my own issue. That, like, it's not, nobody's issue but mine.
True.
But and so, and like, it's I ended up being, well, it wasn't, I mean, I had,
well,
a,
you were, yeah,
I mean, I had that problem at Radford too, which is not much a great comparison to
in the middle of nowhere,
like, literally on the side of a mountain in southern Virginia.
Yeah, those are the two places you're not meeting anybody.
Okay, but no, even in California, granted, you know, it was kind of sketchy times for other reasons, but, like, even on top of that, still, like, I'm not great at, like, it's hard for me to sort of, like, get a new groove on. Some people can just go out there and are really good at just fucking, like, finding the people, and they love it.
Yeah.
And to me, like, I'm just, like, kind of shitty about that. And that's my own decision, but, like, you know.
Well, the only way I did that down in Charlottesville when I moved for a couple of years was because I had, you know, friends of Bill down there. So it was, mm-hmm. like, that's the only reason that I – but other than that, like – It's hard to make new friends.
But,
like,
you're still speaking about, like, a contemporaneous thing, as opposed to what we were saying earlier, which is, like, in the future. Like, the value of something that you hold value to now in the future. And you talk about your great-grandkids, and the thought is do I want my great-grandkids to live here on this hill, or do I want them to live in the place that is most likely to be a happy and prosperous place for them. Well, that no, may true. Not be here anymore. This may be
but
like Trumplandia.
You think about like, I mean, Oklahoma, speaking of which, you think about like Moore in Oklahoma. That place gets hit every fucking time with tornadoes. That's the thing. And like where my brother lives, he was like, yeah, our area, we're just like, I don't know, like 20 miles,
it's
50.
Like Tornado Alley.
He's like, we live like 30 or 40. I don't know. He's basically saying the tornadoes always miss us. It always follows a basic path and it always goes through fucking Moore and fucks that place up and it always just misses these other places.
Until
so
it
not,
doesn't.
So we right, but
yeah.
I mean, he's not saying it like, "Well, we're okay forever." But the point being, I'm making is that yes, there's a controlled chaos to that kind of situation.
Yeah,
and it goes back to your point of like, Moore gets torn down, they build it back up, and they continue living there. Now, I'm not making a judgment on that. I'm simply saying I don't understand how that works. But like, I guess it's a luxury to be able to up and move sometimes. But like, there's also a sense of people holding on to some sense of who they are through the spot they're in, which is kind of arbitrary.
And I respect it, and it's totally understandable. Well, but I've had similar feelings myself. But when you really think about it, it's what is healthier. Healthier is appreciating the relationships of the people and those experiences. And if you have to move over a town or 100 miles.
But I think this is different because they have 400 years of tradition and the island, it's a unique place. There's really no place quite like it.
So why are they not doing what they need to do to extend their life?
They think they are. They think they're supporting Trump and they think they're doing that.
I understand that they think that. But the thing is everyone else... all the scientists, all the government.
No, but that's all fake. That's
people.
All made up.
No, I understand. I all that's taken for granted.
Right.
They're super religious.
This is the point I wanted to make earlier because it is it's an important cultural point, which is a lot of people, the whole thing when it comes with global warming or extinction issues, the bees, all this other stuff.
Not the bees.
The bees.
He punches a woman while wearing a bear suit. He just runs up to a woman wearing a bear suit and he just cocks her in the jaw.
Great fucking movie.
Anyway,
the original
because
is much better.
There are a number of people who believe sincerely in the philosophy that God made the earth and that God would not cause the earth to flood, even though that he actually did that in the in the actual book.
Well, there's that whole.
He had a reason.
Well, who's that guy that what's his name who like got the measles and died and his family got killed and like his town burned down?
Job.
He still believed in God and shit.
Yeah, they did on South Park. They're like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, God's a dick. Why would he do that to this guy? He loved him. He loved God so much.
But the point is,
cut his dick off.
They don't believe there's any value in putting in the effort required, making the sacrifices, making the economic and cultural changes required to correct the problem of climate change. They don't even think of it. You can start telling them the details and how the plausibility and how it actually might be good in so many ways. And they won't listen to it because they're coming from the perspective that good or bad, whatever's happening with the earth is out of their control by definition. And that's unfortunate because once you fall into that philosophy, then you're just going to not do it.
I mean,
and it's not a religious thing.
It's a little presumptuous to think they all think that.
I didn't say that. Oh. I said a small number of people. Okay. I actually think relative to when you look at the world surveys and stuff, because as I was just about to say, it's clearly not a religious thing because there are many people, especially evangelicals, who take the opposite view that God said in the Bible that you'll take care of the fucking planet. This is I created this for your dumbasses. You keep this shit together. And that's how they interpret the Bible. And so they are vehemently pro-environmental reform because they want to be there. They believe that man is directed to be the steward of the earth. It's also, in my opinion, a silly perspective, but at least it has a positive outcome. So I'm like totally cool with it, at least in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
If that story makes you want to help save the earth,
well, it has a good benefit to it. It doesn't matter why you believe it. If you're doing something good, who cares?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of there's good that religion does. I mean, Martin Luther King Jr. was Christian. I mean, doesn't mean that you have to every religious person. I mean, even if you don't agree with them, doesn't mean they're all immediately doing bad things. But I do agree with what you're saying. If you turn that into you can easily pervert that into you're doing a thing that isn't good
Yeah, well, it's, yeah. It's not, obviously not, it can be purely political, it can be purely self-interest, and ultimately I think it all comes back to self-interest, which is people prefer not to change their behaviors that they are comfortable with. They might not even like their behaviors, but you're comfortable with them. We've all been there, we all do stuff we might not be into doing, but we do it anyway because we're just comfortable with it.
We put it up there.
Stuff with your butt. We shove it up our butt.
You put it up there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like butt stuff.
Proctology.
But putting it up your whole life.
I mean, we can like that too, though, right?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Honestly. Anal pleasures are the best pleasures.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I say they're the only... Some people say they're the best pleasures. I say they're the only pleasure.
You would.
I'm standing my ground on this one.
People have every reason not to change what they're doing. Because whatever they're, it's a don't rock the boat mentality. Rich, poor, middle of the road. There's all sorts of reasons to just say, you know what? You know what the easier thing to do is just to, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, because whether it's good or bad, at least I know the deal.
Well, your right. mind is used to, that's a habitual, that's a human thing to have,
of course,
your psychological
but that's
to do you, what you.
Well, right.
You
if, you do, to, if you do something different and something fucks up, you don't want to have to take responsibility for it. So as long as the idea is like, if you don't do anything, then you're not fucking shit up, which is a terrible like way of thinking. Right?
It is a horrible.
Because, like, well, I didn't tell you. It's like when you don't tell someone the truth, it's like, I didn't lie to you, but it's like lie by through omission. Yeah. It's like, you know,
it's like in Batman
action
3.
Action through inaction.
Here we have an example. Like we have an exact example of this.
The Dark Knight Rises.
It's exactly like that.
When he's down in the hole and he doesn't want to take the risk of going up without the rope. You know, I think it's very similar to that. You got to take a risk. All right, let Patrick get his point out.
No, there's an analogy here by way of a real life anecdote from Sir Michael Readington.
Mike Anus.
Yeah, Mikey.
So I was talking to him yesterday, and he played me this message, and people will recall. Jesse's doing the sneeze.
He's doing it during Patrick now, not during me.
Yeah,
first it was Daniel, then it was me.
Now you know what it feels like, motherfucker.
I was always sympathetic.
Now I feel like an asshole.
Bruce is not doing a time dance. Oh, he's about to do it. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Time dance.
He's degrading into the time dance.
Okay, Michael Readington.
So,
ooh. Buttons. So
long,
buttons.
Long time fans will recall that Mike has been having this issue where he got his cell phone at hut.
This is
you
great.
Know, some like weird little hut. And he's pretty
a kiosk in a mall.
No, nothing quite so modern.
At a house on the
it was like
a
literally
a
house put together by dung
in,
and
in
mud
in Falls Church. No, it's a house in Falls Church that
next to the gypsies.
That probably there's a high probability that Mike is their only actual cell phone customer, and they get confused every time he comes in because they're like, "What's this crazy dude who's actually buying a cell phone from us?" Because it seems like it's some sort of a. Front for some criminal enterprise.
Right. It's just a house in Falls Church with a sign on the front.
Yeah.
Oh, is it one of those weird places like palm readings and like those kinds of their houses?
It's like,
yeah.
They sell
that's
cell
what
phones
I
and like gold or something. I don't know. But anyway, so he gets a cell phone from there. And as is often the case with those types of places, you're not getting a fresh number or a real clean number when you get a new number. And so he keeps getting texts and calls for this woman named Ashley King.
Oh, when he calls, if you have caller ID, it says Ashley King.
That's
He called the store the other day, and like this is after like months of hearing about this business about being Ashley King and getting all this shit for Ashley King, and like he's bitching about it. He's going on and on about it, and it was great because the phone rang at work, and I looked down at the phone and it said Ashley King, and I was like, wait a minute, Ashley King?
She's found it.
I picked it up, I was like, Ashley King? And he was like, yeah, fucking Ashley King. And he went off for like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it enrages him.
But why doesn't he get another phone with a better number that doesn't...
That's a whole other thing.
But
who knows?
Oh, that's, you're,
who knows?
That's just
he likes,
not...
He likes going to this hut.
That's been tabled.
They have
the
ladies there.
They have ladies he likes to look at, so he goes to his hut.
And it's working. Why change it?
I think there's a high probability it's a sex slave ring and something probably horrible.
So there's hot girls at the house that sell him the phone?
He probably feels like he's supporting a local neighborhood cause by going there, plus the hot women or something. I don't know.
But
I'm just guessing out my ass here.
So he only goes there once every 5 years.
He's paying more money for his phone than I am for mine.
How much is he paying a month?
I don't know, but it's like, I mean, he's paying more than he should for a flip phone.
They don't really speak English, so they're not all like salesman-y. towards him. So I think that's
crazy.
But he's been getting getting texts for Ashley King. He's been getting calls periodically, and it drives him fucking nuts, understandably. And there's he hasn't figured out anything he can do about it.
Get a new phone.
He'll text. Well, yeah. Beyond that, he'll text people back and say this isn't Ashley King. Whatever. So lo and behold, I guess yesterday or a couple days ago, a person calls and leaves a message. And so he played me. He said, you got to listen to this message. I'm at his restaurant. So he loads it up. I puts it to my ear. And I hear a woman say, she says, hi, Ashley. This is your Aunt Jenny. I'm so sorry. I don't know what to say. But we're grieving together.
Oh,
it was expected, but your dad was a wonderful man.
Oh, and
I'm just so sorry. And then that's she's like, so call me or something. And so she hangs up, and then Mike was like, he's like, what the hell is that? And I was like, you got to call her.
Yeah,
you got to call her back
and say, look,
she gave her phone number. Because from the context, I did my best impersonating it, but from the tone and the context, you could tell that this woman, her aunt, had clearly not been in contact probably for a long time, probably many years,
right.
And was calling on the death of presumably her brother and this girl's father
reaching out because of the death, right?
Because the way she said her phone number was, it was clear that she didn't expect her to have it otherwise. Right. She was calling Ashley King's obviously old number, which hasn't been in use for years now.
Right.
So
that's some spooky shit.
Yeah. So,
oh my God.
So then I told Mike, I was like, well, you got to call her back. And he's like, I don't want to call her back. I was like, you got to call her. He's like, you could have.
You
she's reaching
to.
Out to her. Her
yeah,
niece.
That's something.
And like Mike eventually, he was like, that's hilarious because Will told me the same thing.
Yeah.
I was like, what a coincidence. I was like, what the fucking small world we live in.
Man, you guys.
Two people I've ever said.
That's hilarious.
200 people told me.
He was all slapping his knee.
That's what everyone's been telling.
He was like, Will said the same thing.
I'm bleeding out my penis that both guys told me to go to the doctor.
Yeah, what the? Like, what the fuck?
So I told him.
It must be a sign.
He was like, he finally said,
that's
okay.
Hilarious.
I'll call her.
That's pretty big that Mike did that.
Well, because
that is cool.
If he did call her, I don't know. I haven't followed up with him, but he said he would. I told him. I said you have to because his daughter could think my aunt's a fucking bitch for the next 30 years.
Oh no,
she never contacted me. And meanwhile, the aunt is like, fuck that niece.
Yeah.
I reached out to her after 15 years and I apologized and I didn't hear back from
her. It's like one of those misunderstanding in Three's Company, except
except
in
the last decades.
Yeah, right.
Causes massive amounts of familial stress.
We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are hers and hers and her. Three's Company too. Where life is a ball again, laughter is calling for you. Call us up on
Jack Tripper. His heart exploded.
Oh man, that's
it was so sad. It was like the saddest thing.
You're laughing. It was so sad.
It was like the same time.
Well, because like
Johnny
you watch,
Cash.
Yeah, and when you watch Bad Santa, you're like, what happened to that character? He just kind of disappeared halfway through the movie.
Well, and it's a I think what he had was an aortic rupture, and an aortic rupture is
that
one
sounds
of those,
like fun.
Well, I mean, there's a million things that are horrible, but like, I think it's an instant thing, basically.
Oh, that's good.
I
don't know.
Like, a lot of medical things sound worse than they are.
Yeah,
but, like,
right.
Aortic
right.
rupture sounds like not as, like, because it was aortic rupture. Oh, something clearly went wrong. It's like, no, it just means when your heart just kind of went like, rips open and all the blood falls out.
All the blood falls out.
You just
oops.
You fall down.
Where'd my blood go?
Oh,
darn.
My blood fell down.
Oh, no.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, no. Brown fart.
Brown fart. Oh, no. It's a poop. Gotta wipe my ass.
Shit fart. Shit fart. Do you think there will ever be a time in history where people can live forever and they'll look back on, like, the people who got to die and be envious?
Because I just want to die.
Yeah, no, no. Like, let's say in the year 2040. No, 2439.
You got to get on Reddit because all of these questions have been posed and answered like 10 years ago.
Oh, but well, that's why I'm asking now because I'm not.
Well, we don't have an answer. You got to read like 1,000 comments.
See, you've already read the comments and you don't have the answer. So why would I read the comments and not get the
there,
answer?
The answer might be in that observation.
Wow.
The answer's out there.
The answer is out there. I think the answer is that it's going to happen and they're going to have time travelers that go back and...
And then you could make that tape, the time travel tape. That would be awesome.
Yeah, man. Nah, I don't know, man.
The time traveler tape?
And if you lived for a long time, you would eventually just get skin cancer from the sun.
But it'd almost be like when we die, we never even existed, basically.
No, it's not the skin cancer you'd watch out for. It's those fucking cosmic rays.
Oh,
bro.
That's right.
Those cosmic rays, they get you because they go clean through everything.
Right.
And you get hit by a few in a human lifetime. If you're unlucky and it hits some DNA, can cause some cancer.
Man.
The longer you live, the more cosmic rays you'll get hit, the higher the probability you get DNA knocked out of the way.
Man, one of these days, like, they're gonna like hack all the nanobots that get put in our body, and they'll like all like exit our skin, and like we'll all fall apart.
The main fear with nanobots, in terms of actual legitimate, like, the concern,
they'll just like make you sick or something.
No, it's actually worse. It's horrifying. You know,
they'll like eat your blood.
No, so
what will they do?
What will they do?
What will the nanobots do?
The fear of nuclear problems is in many ways overblown. It's like, sure, yes, they're horrible, and yes, humanity could destroy itself, but it takes some effort and would take a lot of coordinated stuff. It's an unlikely scenario, hopefully. It's possible, but with luck, you know, nuclear weapons do not by themselves do that. It requires a lot of other stupid human stuff to happen. The nanobots.
We're certainly headed in that direction.
The nanobots. One of the primary fears with the nanobots is the problem of the gray goo, and the gray goo theory.
Oh, it's like that shit they make chicken nuggets out of.
No, that stuff is fine. I'm not against that.
No, I'm not either.
I'm in favor of that. I thought that's a great use of weird extra meat.
It looks weird.
Yeah, I was a little frustrated by that.
Because so gray goo, gray goo.
It was like the pink goo and then the gray goo, and people were like, "Which is worse?" I was like, "Whatever it is, fry it up."
Tastes
good. Put it in my mouth. Put some sweet and sour sauce.
So as long as it looks good, it must be fine. Anyways,
yeah. the gray goo with the nanites is
four different shapes.
It's that in theory, you can design a nanite that can consume material from its environment and manufacture new nanites. And that would be a good feature to have because it could have a lot of utility on Earth, in extra planetary utilization, various things. It would be even in health applications. You know, it can self manufacture itself using resources available. But if you develop that technology, or if the nanites evolve it themselves, which is also possible, because we're already going to get to a point where machines are deciding machines. We're already there, basically. But eventually, the machines are going to pump out machines that we are confused as how they did it, because the machines are the ones. They might not be conscious AI, but they're smart enough that they can actually make new machines and evolve and come up, and they figure out all these crazy ways to do it. Just like how those evolved programs, when they did the evolution program and had it sort the list of 1 to 10. And it number crunched and evolved and tried all these different scenarios in this evolutionary, like, random way. And then the program that came out of it, like, they didn't know how it worked.
Yeah, because it's based upon, like, a culmination of knowledge that we can't process. Like,
well,
that
partly, but there was an even crazier thing with one of these. One of these, they got this program super thin, and it literally didn't make sense to them. It was doing weird stuff with, like, stuff on the chip. And they said, that's weird. They tried to take the program and put it on another computer. Didn't work. Mm-hmm. Didn't work properly. They put it back on their first computer. Worked fine. And apparently what they figured out was that the computer only worked on that chip that it was evolved on, because it was relying on minor imperfections in the level of voltage that exist in every digital circuit, because it's a binary. So really the computer should only care if it's off or on. Mm-hmm. But the on can be at different voltage levels and that are unique to the chip based on manufacturing errors.
Theoretically, the chip could, now I don't know how realistic this is, but theoretically chips can wear down so the ones kind of register as zeros. Like,
yeah, and the thing is that this program was somehow taking that information and using it.
What is that?
That's a cat.
Oh. Is that from your mic? Blinky?
I don't know. It's probably Satan or Garth over there.
You got to get back to why nanobites are horrifying, though.
Wait. All right, the gray goo.
Yeah.
The gray goo. The issue with the gray goo, not ragu.
Gray goo.
And not the gray goo.
Not the gray goo. The issue with the gray goo on the rocks with cranberries.
You get these nanites that either are manufactured to do this or evolved to do this, and they can then make themselves out of local resources.
Right.
And the fear is that they literally just eat up the earth. They would, at a certain point, if they went out of control for some reason, they would simply consume all the materials on Earth, maybe even each other. But the idea that all of humanity, all of civilization would effectually just be
disappear.
Eaten up by
evaporate.
These... By these
would they go on to Mars after that and start
they
eating
get
stuff
off the planet?
Maybe that's what the Borg is, basically.
Wait, that's basically like a... I don't know if it's directly a Fibonacci, but like it's that basic number sequence where shit keeps doubling on upon itself. Fibonacci's not quite. Fibonacci's like a spiral sequence.
Yeah.
That's different. But this is basically like, you know, each parent has two children and each child has two children. And like, yeah, that kind of shit gets out of hand real fucking fast. You ever go on a calculator and just go like 2 times 2 and then like keep...
Then you count calculators.
Equal.
And then like only in like a few moves you get...
It's
you
like
break
error.
Yeah,
the calculator's confused. Yeah.
And like that shit will
calculators,
happen.
I'm having none of this.
More like calculator.
Yeah, that's exactly what it says.
See your calculator.
See your cock and
later
and,
ooh,
in an elevator.
In an elevator. Eating now and laters. Well, one time as a kid, this kid was telling me about now and laters. I'd never heard of now and laters. He gave
You're
me his
riffing,
candy.
Man.
He ate his candy as a now and later, and he had a speech impediment. Yeah. So I thought he was saying narrolators.
Air trekking narrolator.
And I was like, thought they were narrolators. I was like, that's a badass name
or,
for a
was
candy.
Was it a speech impediment? Or an accent?
No, it was a speech impediment. This dude had a speech impediment.
Narrolator. Mm. Now and later, narrolator.
Although that's a good question because,
and later.
Because the guy that we were talking about earlier with the initials DB, as a kid, he had like a, I think it was a minor.
Devil's backbone.
He had like a minor speech thing going on.
Are you trying to keep things
He was
all
in speech class.
And so I was like, I was a kid, I was like, what's wrong with your, what's wrong with the way you talk? and he was like, it's because I'm part French. And like, that was his answer.
Dick Boner?
No, not Dick Boner, the other guy we were
talking
about.
D's Balls.
Oh, that asshole. Yeah.
D's Balls.
Not Dick Boner. Anyways, back to what we were saying. Narrolator. Now and later.
Now and later.
Cockalator. Cockalator. Oh, yeah. Nanobots, Grey Goo. Why is it Grey? Why do they call them Grey Goo?
I don't know, because you figure they're gray. And they just
goo.
Eat up.
Grey Goo.
And so they just eat all the matter and then like just take over shit.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
If there's no natural limitation on it, unless we design Predator nanobots.
I'm into that Predator idea. I'm into that in a big way. The Predators.
But guys,
nanobots.
For real. Remember when I was like back in 1996? We were like high as shit at your house and I burned your couch. Do you remember when I burned your couch?
Not really.
Oh, okay. But you were like,
burned your couch.
You were cool about it. You're like, yeah, man, we were high, man. You burned the couch. And he wasn't a dick about it because he could have been a dick and he probably should have been a dick. You know what I'm saying? Because like I was at his parents' house. We were high as fuck.
I don't think there's a statute of limitations.
Oh, no. I'm in trouble.
He's been planning.
No.
He's been accumulating.
He's got
planning.
Me right where he wants me.
Nah. He's on a new couch.
Jerry.
Let's get revenge on someone.
Who would you like to get a revenge on? And for why?
I don't know.
And for why?
And for
why?
I just want to burn
why?
A house.
And for why?
I just want to find an abandoned house.
You just want to burn a house.
Not a house. I want to burn
not necessarily
an abandoned house. It has to be an abandoned house. I don't want to burn somebody's house
You know
house
all those
down.
Times? You know when people feel weird about the things they say on a podcast and they don't want it hanging around later?
Who?
I think when you talk about burning houses, that's one of the things you probably
no,
should.
No, no, no. I'm making it very clear that I don't want to burn a house down. I want to go find an abandoned house in the middle
no
of nowhere.
I have no problem personally with him talking about burning houses.
No, I don't have a problem.
It doesn't
affect
me. I
kind of like
me.
I guess it is technically. Yes, that's all I'm saying.
It doesn't bother me. I'm warning him.
I don't want to aid in a bed. I would like a text message.
I'm not
heads
actually
going to
go burn a house down.
I'm saying when I go burn a house down later, we know it's Dan that did it.
I'd like to say that I do not burn houses down.
Jesse burnt a house down once.
Except in like a funky kind of way.
Man,
there was
that took me a second.
That really weirded me out.
He means like being like funky and jive.
Yeah, I know. I thought he was like
burning down the house.
Literally burning a
there
house.
There was this,
but in like a really like hip Jesse
burning
way.
Burning down the house. No, there was a.
Literally in a hip way.
in the movie Radio Days, there's this scene where they're all it's Saturday, so the Jewish holiday, they're not supposed to do anything. They're not even supposed to turn a light switch on, not do anything. And their neighbors are making all this noise, and he's just like, oh, my God, they got to stop doing that. And he's like, "What? Well, you can't go over there and say anything." He's like, "I'd like to burn their house down, but I'm not allowed to light matches today."
Man. Oh, that's funny.
And then in the store, Radio Shack, you can get LEDs.
Ah.
LEDs nuts.
I don't think you can get them anymore because I think the Radio Shack is gone.
Wait,
Radio
why were you talking about LEDs?
LEDs nuts.
LEDs. Is that why?
No. No, that was a late add-on. Oh. No, because he said Radio Days.
The movie, the Woody Allen movie,
Radio
Days,
Shack.
Yeah. It's got a young Seth Green.
Radio
in it.
Gaga.
Radio
it's actually a really good movie. It's my favorite Woody Allen movie.
Radio Gaga is one of my favorite Queen songs.
It's all about the radio. Radio is my favorite Rancid song. It's not really, but I.
What about Radio Havana?
Radio Havana's a good song.
Music, I feel no pain. Yeah.
For real though.
So when did you eat sandwich?
What about Rattlesnake?
And you're
Rattlesnake. I fucking hate you.
And you're full of shit.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, he's like you're a rattlesnake, and you're full of shit. And I hate you.
Yeah, that's what it is. I like how you said it. And I hate you.
That's what he says, though. You're a rattlesnake. And you're full of shit.
Wait.
And I hate you.
So at Tangier Island, did you buy a sandwich or ice cream?
Oh, yes.
We bought all kinds of shit.
I had a bunch of seafood there, man. It was delicious.
That crab pizza was fucking amazing.
I had a crab pizza.
I had a piece of that crab pizza. It was the best thing I had.
Did they have provolone, mozzarella?
I had a cheeseburger when
mozzarella.
I was there.
They had the provolone.
Did they have cheddar?
I had a regular cheeseburger.
What about, did they have any Fremunda?
They had Fremunda cheese.
Fremunda?
They had Fremova.
Fremunda, these nuts.
Oh, you got me.
They had Fremova these.
All right, well, on that note, I think I'm going to have to go home.
That's highbrow.
That was.
Yeah. Highbrow.
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 Highbrow, how are you doing?
Drop trowel, highbrow.
Whoa.
But the main message is that Tangier Island is a good place to go.
Oh, yeah.
Go there. Nice people. Eat some crab pizza. Don't be too sad about the Trump signs.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I do
it's not
think,
cool,
I do think it's a no, I do think it's a good day trip, though. It's a good place to go when you're going to be there for about 8 hours and you get to leave. Because I don't know if it would be fun. I mean, Jesse stayed the night.
I want to stay there.
I just the whole trip.
It wasn't
years.
Necessary.
Not
to
hang
there.
Too much on the topic. I just think it's interesting. That's why I was kind of trying to ask earlier about the Trump signs. It's like for some reason they're forgiven about these Trump. Not
they
that,
are. I
not
don't
that
know
you
why.
Have to indict everyone. I'm just saying, like, you don't talk about it. Those motherfucking Trump people.
Well, I don't. I know. I don't. Yeah.
No, it's just more. It's more kind of like confusing. But at the same time,
no, I understand. What
because
you're
it's a small island and your guests there, it's not like you're trying to like. Be an asshole
like,
about it.
Yeah.
They have a cool beach. Actually.
And they're not trying to be an asshole to you.
That's good to know they have a cool beach. See, I was wondering. They actually have a
nice little beach.
No, I see what you're saying about that.
But I say that I think it's very important to note. I say that all from the perspective of even with a probably divergent political views relative to a good number of the people on the island. I nevertheless am saying that as a white Anglo.
Oh, that's a good point. We were
male,
white. We did have that going for us.
You know, thrown around $3
point.
For the museum and stuff like that.
Yeah, we were. I did buy a bunch of shit. In the gift
they didn't
shop.
Go over there with like turbans on their heads.
Yeah, we didn't go over there, not buy anything, and like be of a different race.
They weren't like wearing fez.
They would not have liked us.
We didn't be of a different race there.
Yeah, and it's a little awkward because obviously the. The tourism aspect of it is helpful to the community because you can get some money on the island. Yeah. People stay in the inns. People get aware of the island and the lifestyle. On the other hand, it's super weird because you're just right there. Like, right, the houses are all close together.
Right.
It's like right there. You're just
you're on somebody's property.
It's basically like you're walking around some sort of alien zoo. Mm. Whether, you know, that's the feeling.
Yeah.
It's fairly or unfairly, you feel like. Awkward.
You're in a neighborhood.
Like, I'm just staring at these people's yards, being like, "That's an interesting
you
yard."
You feel like a little like you're a little bit of an invader
in a
even
way,
though, even though
yeah.
they're
a little voyeuristic,
and they're used to it. It's cool, but it's also like you want to be respectful. It's
right.
like that. Like if you go to your crazy uncle's house and he's a Trump supporter, you're gonna be all right. Hey, you know, you're gonna be nice around his stuff. You're not gonna go bust his shit up.
But secretly, you judge them.
No, honestly, I mean, I don't agree with him, but that doesn't mean that I think that's fine.
I it's fine. Yeah, I think I kind of get.
I don't know.
I kind of get the gist of what you're saying.
It was a cool experience. We ought to all go.
I would go.
Yeah, you would enjoy it. You'd dig it the most.
Ah, there you go.
The boat ride was fun.
Yeah, the boat ride was nice.
I'd
it was
go
cool.
back.
Yeah, and we've all been there, and we'd go back.
We'd
so
go there, and like, we should have lunch in one of those restaurants, and then, you know, go to the beach, and then get the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly. Just a day trip. That's what I'm saying, yeah. You know.
Get some kind of barbecue or crabs on the way back. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Well, we could go there, stay in Crisfield for the night, then have a day trip out there, spend 5 or 6 hours on the island, and get the fuck out of there, drive home.
Hang out with those cats. It would be.
Yeah, the cats were
it
cool.
It would be perfect.
They'll be fresh cats.
Oh,
yeah, they were cats, and they were like some dogs, too. Actually.
Oh, and they were living together?
Or I
dogs
think
and cats
I think we should do
together.
That. I think that we should do that. An alternative is we just drive down to Key West. Because like Key West has
like
stores, it has stores.
Yeah, but yeah. That's also like a 24-hour drive.
Yeah, this one, 22-ish. This is like the poor man's. This is the very, very, very poor man's. You know,
Key West has like a Rite Aid.
Yeah.
And, oh man, no, it ain't got no Rite Aid on.
It has a grocery store.
It's got a Publix.
Yeah, it does have a Publix.
And it's got middle-aged men walking around with like radio flyer wagons with beer in them.
That's yes. It's got CVS.
It's got slushies
McDonald's.
With grain alcohol.
Mm-mm. The slushies with grain alcohol.
Oh, my God, that shit was crucial.
Oh, that was excellent because it was one of those, because you know, James is a guy who can handle his drink.
I never went to Key West. I was always left out of this.
James had not had one of these before, and when we were down there together after I had first experienced them, like when we were down there, Dan, I took James to that place, and I said, James, we got to get these Slurpees with grain alcohol in them. And I told him, I said, drink it. Don't drink it too fast because there's a lot of grain alcohol. And he was like, ah, and he like knocked back like half of it and walked like 10 steps and like nearly fell over.
Yeah. He was like, you can get it with that.
Well, because it's cold and it's orange flavored and you can't really taste it. So it's just like,
it's amazing.
And then all of a sudden it's just like, oh, I'm not so happy. Now.
I always got like the extra, they gave you that extra shot.
Yeah. For like a dollar.
And then like,
this is like a topper.
The girl would like do a dance as she like put it in. Like she would twist.
She good looking?
And like twist her. Yeah. Usually.
You take what you can get.
Yeah. I'll take anything.
And see, the thing is Key West is just a bizarre and unique place in and of itself.
The cat guy.
The cat guy. You there's all sorts of interesting stuff cats, down there. Yeah. But it has a more positive vibe to it because it's vibrant and.
I have a feeling I'm never going to go.
Feel like a community. You would love it down there.
Well, I'm sure I would, but like.
The history down there is fascinating.
Oh, I'm sure I'd love it. But here, what I associate Key West with is.
I saw some naked people there.
Yeah.
We saw naked people.
Yeah. I went pee-pee on the side of a government building.
Nice. But, no.
You know, I saw a one-eyed seagull.
Well, one of my favorite movies of all time, 12 Monkeys. You know that scene where he's in the psych ward and he's looking at the TV and it says Key West, come to Key West.
Doce changos.
And he's like, they're trying to go to Key West. He and Madeline Stowe at the end are like, we're going to Key West, and they never make it, and he ends up being shot. I feel like that's my fate with Key West. It's like,
but you're afraid, you're not ready yet.
You know
it's gonna happen, but you're not ready.
Well, it's like I feel like I'm gonna be like shot in the airport on my way, like by somebody from the future.
But since it happened from the future and you already see it happening, you can't change the future.
Yeah, I'm never gonna
it's
get
gonna
there.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, there's nothing
but
I can
so
do
you,
about
so
it.
You're just not ready to die yet, but you know it's going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. I want to put this off till I'm 90.
And you'd be like, I'm ready.
I'll go to Key West when I'm 90, get shot in the airport.
Yeah. You would probably go down
That's
there.
Completely unnecessary.
You would meet a lady and you'd move in with her you would have a wonderful relationship and you'd get a job down there you'd enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
You'd like work in the library or something.
And then a hurricane would come and blow
you
in
your ass.
Well, the hurricanes, Key West, it was hit by that last hurricane, which was wild to watch on the webcams because Key West has all these live webcams, partly just so friends can be like, look at how drunk we are back at home. They send the link, you know, so they have the little thing. But watching the hurricane and the webcam, that was pretty wild. But Key West... has been hit a few times by bad hurricanes, but usually it's like not quite in the right spot for it because just the geography of it, it usually wants to go back.
The sweet spot.
It's not quite the sweet spot for the hurricane.
For some reason, that reminds me of seeing
watching
the sunset off the pier or the, I don't know if it was a pier technically, but it was like basically.
Yeah, Mallory Square.
It was amazing. Just you could see like the whole, it was awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Except when there's a boat in the way.
Yeah.
Which is frequently
What's
the case.
What's this boat a boot?
Boat a boot. Boat a boot.
All right, guys. I think I'm gonna head out. I'm very exhausted.
You make like a tree.
Wait, the time isn't on the time isn't on the TV.
You're gonna make like a penis and head out of my butthole.
Oh, I wish. It is 2:18.
You're gonna fuck my dick so hard it's gonna come out my butthole.
It's Saturday, February 23rd at 2:18 a.m. It's Saturday, February 23rd. At 2:18 a.m.
Natalie sent me this message. It says, be careful on your way back home. Watch out for all the things that move on the road.
Oh, my God.
Natalie's freaking out, dude.
Dude, wow. Well, you know. Hey.
Did you already say, you said the time, didn't you?
Yeah, it's 2:18. It might be 2:19 now.
I think, though.
No, not yet.
It might
still 2:18.
It might be time to get ill now.
Ill,
it's,
brother.
It's way past that.
What was Natalie talking about? Like, was she just
what
doing
was
that
she
as a
talking
joke?
About?
Google's not going to tell us what she was talking about, so we can sit and try to figure it out like they did in the
hey,
old
Google,
days when they didn't
Natalie
know how many inches
about?
Were in an ounce.
How many?
What?
You.
You'd sit around a dinner and be like, how many inches are an ounce? I don't know.
Hey,
you.
Google, what was Natalie talking about?
You and your inches and your ounce.
I don't understand.
How many ounces is the average
penis size?
Hey, Google, what is an average penis size?
On the website medicalnewstoday.com, they say, in the Journal of Urology Study, researchers found the following among the group of 80 men. An average penis size of 8.8 centimeters when flaccid.
Okay.
Almost had a heart attack. Centimeters.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's average? 8.8 centimeters.
I was like, oh, thank God. 8.8 is average? Like, fuck, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm in
the
trouble.
Ladies are going to be disappointed by me. That's the way the world goes.
That's the way the lady crumbles.
I've never disappointed a woman with my penis. My penis is quite extraordinary.
What are you talking about?
My penis is quite extraordinary.
For the home audience, Daniel keeps taking his headphones off and then putting them back
on. Well, I have to put it on record. My penis is rather extraordinary.
And you have to hear that you said it.
Yes.
Because
I make sure this is on tape, you know.
You said it just right.
All right, I got to go.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
Your skills are extraordinary.
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 You all have an extraordinary phallus.
Gotta get them Stonehenge tickets.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Stonehenge?
Tangier Island is no more than a speck in the water. 2 square kilometers of land pummeled by wind and waves, shrinking just a bit every day.
I'm not just talking about saving a piece of land. I'm talking about a community of people.
James Eskridge is a crab fisherman, just like his father and his grandfather before him. He's also the mayor of this island of 700, a community so isolated its inhabitants have retained their own distinctive accent, tracing back 300 years.
We've been here for quite a while. We'd like to remain for a lot longer.
But the island is vanishing. Every year, meters of soil disappear into the water. 15 years ago, the shoreline extended all the way to these wood pilings now sticking out of the water. And the fear is that in another 15 years or less, the water will reach all the way to the house. Already, entire neighborhoods have gone under.
It's hard to imagine that where we are now, there was actually a thriving community at one time. Where they used to live and where the children played now is probably 10 or 12 feet underwater.
People here know, without dramatic efforts to rebuild the soil or break the waves, this is the future that awaits the entire island. But they disagree with scientists who say global warming is to blame.
The sea level has been rising, and in more recent years, it's rising more quickly.
Tangier is politically conservative. Wisdom here tends to come from experience, not studies.
Everything's the same. I've been doing it all my life. I don't see no difference in it.
I wouldn't call it climate change. I've seen changes in the weather, but it seems like to me, and myself and the president, we talked about that.
Compliance with the terms of the Paris Accord.
That's President Donald Trump, a fellow global warming skeptic who pulled the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement last year. Days after making that announcement, Trump called Tangier's mayor to tell him not to worry about a rise in sea level. Here, the love for Trump comes second only to the love for crabs.
We fully support the president on the island.
Despite what most people would say is evidence at his door, the mayor remains disbelieving.
I'm just not going along by, you know, people saying so. Show me that it's happening and I'll go along with it.
What if by the time you see it with your own eyes, it's too late?
Then that won't be good. And I'm sure that's what I'll be remembered for, that, you know, I didn't go along with it.
It's a dangerous wager, but one people here are still willing to make. They say their beliefs simply run deeper than the waters rising around them. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Tangier, Virginia.